The procedure, just let's clear to what's happening. Rabbi Naiman asked me to give time after davening for the boys to take up the tefillin, so therefore they won't be taking off during davening. They won't take off while I'm speaking. So I'm trying to give like a break about a minute and a half after davening. If you're wondering what's happening, that's why there's a break for about a minute and a half after davening before I start speaking. So give you time to take off your tefillin. But we would appreciate while I'm speaking that the boys should please be sitting. Otherwise it gets very difficult to focus. We're talking about cases where Amira La'akum is permitted. So one of the cases where it's permitted, we said it doesn't meet the criteria, is if I have not asked him to do the malacha, or he's not doing the malacha for me. So what about in a scenario where there's two ways to do the job that I'm asking him to do? One way in is going to be in a way which is prohibited, and one is going to be in a way which is permitted. So what is the halacha in that scenario? So the halacha assumes that case really should be mutter. If I ask him to do it, then it can be done one of two ways, and he chooses for his own convenience to do it in the easier way, which might be the way which entails a malacha. I ask him to bring something up. I'm in a hotel, and I go down to the desk and say, can you bring something up to my floor? And it's the third floor. He can walk up the stairs. He can take an elevator. That's his business. The elevator that he's taking has nothing to do with me. Okay, so that's not considered I asked him to do anything. The malacha is not done for me. I did not ask him to do that. I ask a non-Jew to wash the dishes. So what about turning on the hot water? What we know is a problem. So there are two scenarios we have to talk about. One scenario is if you're talking about a case where there's a boiler. We spoke about the hot water really is only psikresha. Psikresha is not a problem, but it's amira la'akum. However, if you have a tankless, the new ones have the tankless hot water thing that it turns on immediately as you turn it on, and that's how it gets the heat, that's a psikresha. That's more than a psikresha. That's an amira, because that's how it works. However, I didn't ask him to use hot water. He could have used cold water. I didn't say wash with hot water. I said wash the dishes. So now, if this fellow works in my house, and on Tuesday I asked him to wash the dishes, and he washed them with cold water, and I yelled at him, and I said, you have to use hot water. And on Thursday I asked him to wash the dishes, and he used the cold water, and I yelled at him, he told me I have to use the hot water. Then Hashem says, I say wash the dishes, he knows what I mean. I mean hot water, because I told him very clearly, when I say wash the dishes, I mean hot water. Whether I said it in so many words or not, but that's clear, that's the message. So those many persons said that's not permitted. Because I'm clearly saying I expect you to use hot water. But if I never indicated one way or the other, and he always used hot water, the fact that he's turning on hot water now in Shabbos is because it's more convenient for him than it is, because it takes longer to wash dishes in cold water than it does in hot water. So some place would permit that scenario. One scenario which comes up constantly is you're allowed to stand by the door going into the apartment buildings and have the fellow buzz the buzzer. I mean, he could get up from the desk and come over to the door and open the door for you. It's much more convenient for him to stay by the desk, right? So, but I'm not asking him necessarily to use the buzzer to open the magnet. So I'm not asking him to do that. That's not called the Mira L'Hakim. That the Malacha, which he did it for his own benefit. And that's one of the reasons why that case is mutter. There's other logics behind the case why he's not doing it for you, he's doing it for the company which hired him, he's not doing it for you. There are other arguments why that case is going to be mutter, but that's why the case will be mutter. I asked the non-Jew to wash the floor. See, if it's a very dirty thing, which the only way you can do to use it, using a mop, it's not secret, that's malacha. You're squeezing out, etc. So you can't have a non-Jew mopping the floor for you on Shabbos. And I asked him to mop the floor. Sometimes you don't need necessarily. I ask them to clean the floor. In other words, you have this. You can have the sponger. You don't have to say use a mop. The sponger is not. There's no malach involved in the sponger. So if it's someone who needs a mop, it needs a mop. If someone doesn't need a mop, so theoretically in America, I'm not sure. It's if you tell them to mop the floor, by definition you mean with a mop, and that's going to be a problem. You tell them to clean the floor, and he decides to use a mop. Right, so that's not necessarily going to be a problem. It wasn't which is necessary that he must do that. Unless it's been indicated to him on a constant basis. When I say wash the floor, clean the floor, I mean with a mop. So that's another example where it's mutter, because again, the mirror was not, I never said an amira, and the malacha was not done for me. It was done for his own convenience, not for myself. Beshem will continue more, some other examples tomorrow. Have a good morning.